days. Amar Rav Huna. So, about 20 lines down. Amar Rav Huna Bagra Yem Echad Benis Kacha. If the Kedushin takes place after she's a Begaris already, then Noisin Lo Shloshim Yom Kamana. She only has a din of Shloshim Yom, like an Amana, not a year. Meisvei, Mar brings a Braisa, Bagra Harehi Kitzavua. When the woman is already an arusa, and she becomes a begaris, so that functions as if he had requested nesuin. My lab doesn't mean kitzuah the psula. She's a psula. She has not been married before. She's a psula, so she gets 12 months, but 12 months only start once he requests nesuin. Bagris functions like a tviya. Like he's now requesting nesuin, but the time is the regular time. So, if we would assume that that's so, that the time is the regular time of 12 months, so there's no reason to believe if she became got married after she's a begaris, she should only have 30 days. Versus lo, kitzuah d'almana. So, even though you would expect the Braisa to point that out, because we were talking about a woman who's a psula, and she has 12 months, and Bagris now does two things. It acts like a tviya, and also reduces the time to 30 days. But that's what the Braisa meant. Okay, Toshma. Bagaris Sheshosa Shlemosa Chodesh. Woman's a begaris already, and now 12 months have passed. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Hoyel v'Chayev Baalah b'Mezonaseh is Yofir. So he has the right to do hafor. The Baal, the Torah gives the Baal the exclusim of haforas and dorim. And woman makes a netter, he can be made for it. So the Braisa says, once 12 months have passed, and he's now Chayev in her Mezonas, so he has the power of Hafara.
By himself.
The father's rights to the daughter end when she's it's only when she's a Tana or a Nara. There's no exclusive of the father when she's a Begaris. So, whereas a woman who has the father has no rights over her, so when she's an Arusa, the husband has no power of Hafara. When she's an Asua, the husband does. So here we're saying that even though they haven't done actual nesuin, he gets the power of a forest of Dordum. Even though they haven't done nesuin yet, they just waited the 12 months. But you see that you wait 12 months. Samora says, so even though she's a begaris, it's 12 months. Samora says, Ema begaris vish ashaw sashlimas achedish. It's not the begaris needs 12 months. It's two different cases. Even a girl who's a katana or a nara, once the nesuin has taken place, only the baal is made for. And we're saying 12 months have passed, now she's reshus baal in regards to that. Independent of being a begaris, and a begaris is 30 days. Toshma, Hamaris is a psula. Ben Shatova Habal Vihima Kevis Ben Shatova He Ubalma Akev Nusilo Shnemos Achodesh Mishas Atviya. Whoever is not ready and they say they need time, we get 12 months. Avolom Mishas Erison. The 12 months start from the time of the Tviya, not from the time of the Erison. Ubagra Harehi Kitzavua. And then the Braisa continues and says, but becoming a Begaris, that functions like an act of Tviya. Now you start counting. Ketzat. Bavi Yamecha when he's Kadsha. Noisim Lo Shema Sechadish. If the Nesuin took place, excuse me, if the Erisin took place after she's a Begeris already, so that she gets 12 months. Well, Arusa, if she's already in Arusa, Shloshim Yoim. Now the Mor is going to grapple with what that means. But meanwhile, Shiyufta Zerufuna to Yufta. We see that that Bagris does not act, that she's reduced to only 30 days.
Why would, what's the argument for saying that it would be just 30 days? Yeah, Amana, we said that she already had the Takshita.
Okay, so I'll answer your question in a minute. Or maybe you'll answer your question in a minute. Okay, Mor says, Amai, but Larusa is Shloshim Yom. What does it mean, Larusa is Shloshim Yom? At the end of the Braisa. So it means there's a case of an Arusa, it's only 30 days. Summer Papa, Hachi Kamer. Bageris, Shabra Leha, Shtema Sechedish, Bibagris. Minis Kacha, Nesim Lo Shloshim Yom Kamon. So even though she's not married yet, there's a one point in her life where the anticipation is such that it's going to happen that she's been a begaris already for 12 months, so she had the preparatory time during that time. So then, once they have Arison, then we can immediately go into a. I'm assuming they still need a dinner tevia. But from that point onwards, that to be whatever it is, it's 30 days. So it would seem to suggest that there's some idea of, and that there's an anticipation, they hit a certain age, there's an anticipation that's going to happen, and they're going to prepare before the Arison, they're going to prepare. So the more I would have an argument to say that that's true, maybe Rapuna was assuming that that's true even earlier. By the time she comes to Megara, she's already been anticipating it enough that all you need is 30 days.
I believe that was said earlier that there was a concern on the part of the father about having to provide takshitin twice.
Correct. But on the other hand, you see by an almana that she only needs 30 days because she already has takshitin.
Which would suggest that they don't go away. So then having to provide twice, what happened to the first day?
Well, you see it's only 30 days. I mean, some of them apparently, I don't know too much about it, but some of them apparently needs to be replenished, replaced, redone as the person's older. I don't know.
That's the point. If you use up, then the almana would need a full period and not 30 days. So it would suggest that there's something going on.
You see some idea that some of them can be maintained, for sure. The father's argument that he doesn't want to do it twice would not necessarily mean all of them.
But it doesn't mean it's a large enough proportion that it's a concern. But at the same time, it's small enough proportion that it's not a concern for our money. It's
very specific about the Ava that
the top of
that. Or perhaps for, we haven't done it yet fully, but like or perhaps for Ugarit after.
That's what I was just going to say.
Maybe it's a different touch sheet for an online.
At least one, because it changes the early stage.
Ketzir Rashi. Nesim lo shloshim yom kalmana. So she gets 30 days b'shas erison. She kiyum et shabagra. He mechinas hachshiten kadem bagris. She nerot elisha said. She's ready to go. So Mor brings the rice that says that it's ketzivua. Bagris is ketzivua. Kilo tava lahachin atzma l'nesuin. Bagris functions as an act of tviya. So doesn't it mean ketzivua the b'sula, which is tamei masechedish mishas erisin, that you get 12 months after the erusin. Where says no, it means ketuah d'almana. More brother Bryce says, Rabbi Yezer says, since he's kai v'mazonis, yafer in the derel, but loy shut v'stahav. He has the power, she's a begeris. He can be made for the door without shvinim yinu, the begeris nami eino chai b'mazonis, achat tisha yud beis kodesh. But you see that you need, even after she's a begeris, to wait 12 months, and then he's chai b'mazonis, which means man and asuman was until then, was not until 12 months. So my answer is, it's not one case, it's two different cases. There's a begeris and a woman who's waited 12 months. Tesis grapples with the math. Because since the Gemara said a condition that you should not marry off a girl when she's a katana, because she should give her the rights to get to grow up and say who she wants to marry. So Pasha is the only married her off when she's a Nara. Nara is 6 months. So where do you have a case that somebody gets 12 months? If you're saying that soon she becomes a begaris, we automatically reduce it to 30 days. Right? So we're referring to Rav Huna, like where would the case be that there's only 12 months? I mean, that there's 12 months. Rashi says it glibly, but now Rashi shows the same as the Chodesh. So Tosfos says that Rav Huna never meant the case, he's talking about a case where she only got married after she's a get married after she's a begaris. But if she's married before she's a begaris, and then there the point is she's already getting older. She prepared herself before, and she's in a rush, as it were, to move forward. But once she's married beforehand, doesn't have the same concern. She's willing to wait, so she didn't necessarily prepare anything beforehand. So if she got married any time during Naris, Rav Huna would agree she gets 12 months. Even though she's a begaris already. The whole discussion is a case where she first became a begaris and then got married. Then he says it's 30 days. So then when the Moras Akasha Hareki Tzvua, it can't be a case of marriage and then bagris, because Rav Huna didn't say it's a locha there. So what's the kasha? So Tosfos says that's pshita, that it means in that case there's no chiddush. So the chiddush was that she got married after bagris, but bagris itself functions as if there was an automatic tzviya. So, because she's anticipating the suin immediately, and therefore, even as soon as they get married, automatically the 30 days kick in automatically. That's, and then the Morris Teretz would then be according to that scenario, woman gets married as a begaris, you don't wait for the tibia, it's automatic, and it would be 12 months automatically from the time of the erison. So if you look at Rashi is the psula. Rashi is tavua kilo tava lahakenatzel and suan. The psula shnei moser chodesh mishas eris, which again it sounds like we're talking about that it's automatically that date from the time of the erison. That's not necessarily true by inara, but it is true by begeris. Okay. Bal nami yavel lo rabbanan zimna. Okay, that's right. No, it's not. Where is that anymore? I'm a season, the farthest out is more Bitsarki Chupa. It's not going quote in the Gemara anywhere, it's just going on back on the Bryce, which discusses the Baal being Ma'akev. So we give the Baal time also. Okay.
I don't have a Dibra Maskel.
You don't have a Dibra Maskel?
No, I just have two dots, so, you know, colon.
Okay, that's good. My older version has that. Yep. Arusa shloshim yom. V'yesh arusa she'ein noisim lo ela shloshim yom. Coming on farshal. There is the arusa which is only 30 days. We're asked what's the case. So the Morris said the case was Begaris, which already had 12 months after the, before, as a Begaris, then she got married, so she only has Shloshim Yom. That's not Shloshim Yom, Mishas Eris. And again, that's automatically from the time of the Eris, and the 30 days kick in. Zakti Gemara, he gives Manvelinis, so first wide line. So she's a chelis, mishaloi b'chelis b'chuma. So Marula, the Bartara, Arusa, Basisola, chelis b'chuma. The Raisa and Arusa can eat. You don't need the suan for her rights to eat chuma. Shemar, b'kayin ki yikta nefesh kinyan kasboi. The simple reading of the pasuk is referring to a kayin acquires an evid. So kayin's evid kanani can eat chuma. As much as he owns the evid, that confers upon the Eved the kind of the right to feed the Eved the Truma, but it applies to the wife as well, because she is Vahainami Kenya Kaspahu. So it's an active Kenyan, and that's how he acquires her. As much as he has the his rights to his wife are based on Kenyan Kaspahu, he has the right to give her Truma to eat. So even in Arusa, Midaraisa can eat truma. So why are we saying that she can't? Matam omru. So why do we say that in Achelis? To refrain, Shema Yimzago lo kais mevesa via, betashka la achel ulachoiso, lachia lachoiso. So we're afraid that the husband will provide for her a cup of truma wine. And she will share it, since she's still living at home, not with her husband, with her siblings. So she'll share it with her siblings. They, which are Yisraelim, will have a lav in the Torah to drink this thing. So, because of the confusion, she can't eat shum until she get till nesuin. The word says ihachi. Based on that logic, he gives man below nisunami. So even the 12 months have passed, the husband for whatever reason did not go through the nesuin yet, he's delaying. So Mishnah says she can now eat truma, but she's still sitting at home, so what, we still should have this concern. Some more answers. Hasam duchta meyachidlo. Since they reach a stage where the lochas, he must support her, so he doesn't want that the food he's sending her is given to the siblings, because then, you know, she says, I'm still hungry, so I need more food. So it's a bad investment. So the arrangements are going to be that even though he's mechayev and mezonos, he says, I'm only willing to be mechayev and mezonos if they make an arrangement where she's going to be distinct and separate from her siblings in her eating habits. So then he can send her truma, because she's not going to share it with the siblings. Okay. Lakit Kayan of the Israel. Israel who hires a Kayan as a worker. In the fields. So he's there with all of the workers. So the workers normally, very commonly, would just all be eating together. We should afraid that he's going to share. So Mor says, Hashta midithu safile midithay akli. I mean, they know he's a kayan, so they all of them are going to be giving him their truma. So they're not going to be taking from him. They know that they're supposed to give to him, not to take from him. Whereas the Ashes Kayan, that's not how we're interacting with her. So there's not a concern that she might share. But over here, people understand that they don't take from the Kayan, they give to the Kayan. Okay. So that's the first explanation. That's what Ulda said. Why we do not allow a Ashes Kayan to eat as an Arusa. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda Omar. So Yehuda says Mishum Simpon. So Simpon is a way to refer to Mumin, which would be considered significant enough they would undermine the transaction. So potentially the woman has mumen on her body that the man does not know about, and will not know about till they have nesuin. And these type of things are things that they were significant enough that he would be mocked and argue that this was not a valid marriage. It's a mechatos. So if we allow her to eat as an arusa, and then he does nesuin and sees the situation and then argues it was a mechatos, and therefore it's nullified retroactively, so then the truma that she ate b'isser. So you're not going to allow her to be in that situation because of the potential retroactive problem. Okay? Moore says, Ihachi nichlitz al chuppah v'lo nivola nami. So if that's the point, even if they've had chuppah, if they've not reached the stage of bia, she shouldn't be able to eat. And that's not, we know that that's not true. So my answer is, Hasam Mivdak Badak Lo V'Hadar Mayo. That before he does the actual process of chuppah, he tries to ascertain through the vehicle of female relatives who could see her in the bathhouse whether he should go ahead with the chuppah. So therefore, by the time he's next to the chuppah, he feels he's going ahead knowing that there's not a concern. Buys an Eved. So if he argues that if there's something which is problematic, to the point that it would nullify the transaction, so that he now belongs to Israel again. So he cannot eat truma because of this concern of that there's a mum. Where it says simpon by avadim leka, and we're not worried about simpon by avadim. They don't exist. What do you mean they don't exist? Im davroy, if it's something which is it's external, it's visible. So Hakachazile, he knows about it. Ve'i the gavoy, you're talking about something which is in the private area of the person. The malacha gavoy, he hired him for work. So the types of movement which are on the body, which are v'seisur, it's not significant.
I could still be a worker.
Yep. Elamai, what are you going to argue? Nimsaganov of Kavustus, maybe he buys him and then turns out that this fellow's a Ganov. Or he's a Kavustus, and of course Rashi entices. Rashi learns it's a kidnapper. Tyson doesn't like that. Okay. Tyson says there was a gambler. So Higiyu, those aren't reasons to say that the purchase is not a purchase. You can't argue that those are mum, which are mevatel. You bought them for work. Let them work. Alamoat he moonlight. So you have to figure out what to do with that. That's not a mechel toast.
That has been adjudicated in Beit Din and can't pay. Doesn't have a need. What happens to
that din doesn't apply to does not apply to an Eved Kanani. But the person who is a regular Yisrael, who steals through Geneva, and he doesn't have the he's consumed the Geneva, whatever it is. So if the value of the Geneva is exactly the value of his market price as an Eved, he sold as an Eved Ivri.
But the two have to match.
Yep.
If they don't match, then
he owes him the money.
It's just a false hope.
Right. It's not a very common scenario, though.
No, not very common at all.
Okay.
So that's
what
the Geneva would be.
Might
be a surprise.
Okay, but over here, he's an Eved Kanani. So.
Yeah, the
same argument again. He's not going to want to start giving her mezonos to a woman he might not owe her mezonos, right? Correct.
There still can be physical blemishes that are not visible, right? I mean, the guy has a bad back, has arthritis, or whatever it is.
I guess Morris is assuming that any of those things, they're, I mean, he checked them out before he bought them to see if it can work.
Physical.
Whatever they would do, I know they would have them try and hoe a little bit, then try and whatever. Okay, Ma'ika. So what would be a valid mum? Listen, Mizuyin, by Mukta of the Malchus. Right. So the Mora says Hanu Kala Islahu. Okay. Michti, Ben Lamar, Ben Lamar, Layochla. So, whether you have Ula's explanation, you have Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda's explanation, so she can't eat prior to Nisuan. So, is there any practical difference? My Benayu. So, Mor says, Iki Benayu, Kibble, Moser, Baholach. If the Baal explicitly says he's going to accept all movement, so he was a miracle of the moment, but you still have the concern that she's sharing it with her brothers and sisters. Or the father gave over her over to Shluchi, to the Shluchi Habal, or the Shluchi Av went with the Shluchi Habal. So once she's left the father's house, it's no longer a concern. So so the husband sends over a truma sandwich for her to eat during the trip. We're not afraid she's going to share with her siblings. She's no longer a base of Via. But the concern of the mum is still has not been relieved until the actual chuppah. Zuck Rashi. Shemim's going to Kais about halfway down the page on the Zayin of Beis. Shel truma, he might share with her a cup of truma, a truma wine, and we're afraid she'll share it with her siblings. Basavia Garcinan. Kais while she's in Basavia. Basavia Garcinan. So Mor says, well, once it's the Gizman, what's going to happen over there? Why would it, can she eat truma? Ketutim Yachalo, Ma'akar Shehuzonu saw Tomid. Once he has full responsibility of support for her, he doesn't want her taking the mezonos that he sends her and sharing it with her siblings. So he will find some place for her to stay in, to dwell in, independently, till the nesuot.
It's got to be by herself, though, basically. She's got to be secluded to eat.
Is that a question? Got to be. That's the idea, right?
I mean, she could give it to her friends, too. I mean, basically, she's got to be secluded.
No, we're not afraid of her sharing with her friends. She's afraid of her sharing with her siblings. That's where she lives.
Well, anyone who's not really able to eat it, right?
I understand.
Why does it have to be your family that can't eat it?
She doesn't live with them. She's not running out on the street and giving out candies. She's sitting by the table. You share with, right? Lucky is Yisrael Lilkat B'Tzuah. So Lucky is a person who was hired for the harvest. So we should be worried about him sharing with other workers. They eat together. So Morris says, no, they don't do that. That's the reason the Amar Rusul Oshachu B'Tzuma Achad Yizman. Until the time comes, Shechabim is in a cell. That's when it is, because of Simpan. What is Simpan? Losh, Simpan who? Bitzel. So the word Simpan is some act of nullification. Shaver, Hamavatl Shtar Kari Simpan, we use the language of the Shaver, which is the receipt, which proves that the Shtar is no longer valid, breaks the Shtar. So similarly over here, Mumba Isha Oibe Behemash Mavatal Mekha Kari Simpan. So the usage of the word also applies if you find some type of a issue with the purchase to the point that the purchase is invalid, it's called a simpan. So when he finally does ensue, he'll find the mum. That means the original erisin was not valid. Upetalim, and they become nullified. When Imshish Ochlo Zara B'Tshuma comes out, she was eating Tshuma as not the wife of a Kayan. So she's a Zara eating Tshuma. See, Hachi Nichzal Chupavala Nibala. So Chalatel Shadayin Eno Makir Ben Mumin Shabba. The more assumed that he's not aware of her Mumin till the actual Biyah. But my Tani Mastiz and Philo the Mishnah Karna, Ashit Chalas the Chupa. So even the Mishnah Karna just said you need Tanis the Chupa, it didn't say you need Biyah. Because the cash of the Mishagiyah's man, the Mishra Mishana, for sure, the Mishra Mishana, that even before Chuppah, she can eat. So my answer is, once he's in that situation, either because of going forward with the Chuppah, or because he's supporting her, so Mivdak Badag law Beyad Kribasav, he has his female relatives check her out. The Mor says, Simkin Bavadim Lekha, Ain Mumin Mavatla Mecha, there's no Mum which he can tie up via Bitl Mecca. The movement of the body, either they're visible or they're insignificant. Ghana or Kavustas Agrashi is gun in the fashis. He gave the Lakeach, the purchase remains of the Lakeach, the Vana Mecca bottle. Rashi Babasa Bamurka Paris, Samurka Evid, Lukaveroi, the Nimsa Ghana or Kavustas, he gave. Why? When you bought an Eved, you knew he's a Ganav. Like that's what the Avodim do. So you can't say, well, I didn't realize. And the Tosfos asked the Kashi, that might be true that some Avodim are Ganavim, but that there's some Avodim are kidnappers, that's not logical. To say that they're gamblers, you know, that is probably logical. Okay. Tosfos brings you can't use the word cute, but the Gemara says in Chulin that when Yaakov was fighting with the Sarash Alesav, the Shalchuliki Ola Shachar says, "I want to go because it's coming light out." So Yaakov says to him, "What are you? You're a Gana or a Kavustas?" So those people are scared of the daylight. You know, their work is at night then. But like, you know, that was like Yaakov Avinu's line. Like, what are you scared of? So he said he has to go say Shira. But what did you not understand? Shira, right? But so Tosha says you're going to have to say according to the idea that it's Mesach B'Kuvia. Could be a Mesach B'Kuvia. There's nothing that, you know, that wasn't necessarily a nighttime thing, etc. But a lot of times those people had debts, so they tried to hide during the day because of all the money that they lost. So that'd be the pshat. Listen, Mizuyim, ain't dark b'kach. So the Mor says that's you can't argue that that's normal to do armed robbery. So the Mor says, yeah, but people know about that. Mutalamachas, Chatalamachas, Achativa, Ligzer, Love, Shiagen, Komotzer. So he has a death warrant on his head. So kali slow masaber bekibla. If you knew about it and you bought him anyways, that means you don't mind. Kibbutz, what's the path of difference? Kibbutz Mosav Halach. Kibbutz love Baal as a woman, the Simpun, as a woman, the Baal accepted the woman. Therefore, the Simpun Lekha Lemechish, if the husband explicitly said he's Mekabal or woman, so there's no Simpun anymore. But the Shema Tashka, the Achio, Ulach Yisaw, Ika Lemechish, but to share with her siblings still is relevant. Or, so in that situation, based on the argument of Simpan, she would get Shuma. Based on the argument of sharing, she would not get Shuma. Vice versa, Moser Ha'av L'Shulchi Ha'Baal, if the Baal gave her over to start traveling with the Shulchi Ha'Baal, or Shehocha Shulchi Ha'Avim Shulchi Ha'Baal. So like L'Mecha Shema Tashka L'Achia U'L'Ach Yisoh, there's no concern that she might share with her siblings, so therefore she could eat Shuma based on that. So let's know about, she's not with them. But Ikal Mechash to Simpan, you still have the concern of Simpan. So based on that, she would not. So that would be the opposite concern.
Why wouldn't the Baal want to check either way? Because there's still an investment to give to the... So if it's not a Kohen, wouldn't you want to know if he's going to be giving food or halal to her?
He would.
Prior. So why don't they just implement that they check beforehand? You know,
because
you're saying just this is by a
coin. Well, it's only relevant by a coin.
Yeah, why would the guy invest in Yisrael? He would be cleared to pay her once she becomes a Yisrael.
He would check. No,
beforehand, I'm saying. Beforehand. Why don't they just do before? Because why would a person want to invest in 12 months?
Stop. He's not mechuyev to support a Rusul. That's Mikra did. The Kiev support only starts B'Shaz Chuppah. The only thing is, if he was Tevea and he was Ma'akev and delays the Chuppah, so we gave him Mechia Mazonis. So then it's his own interest to check it out. So
Prior to, why wouldn't he want to check prior to whenever that Nisun is going to occur?
He'll check then.
So why don't they just celebrate? You should go check it out prior. We should set up a Yisur Bible. Why wouldn't we set up? I understand, but simply that we're worried about that it's going to be he's a Kohen, and she should be the Issa. So he should. I guess why wouldn't we check that at all? Why would he want to check that even if it's a Yisrael?
He would. But
so why is he? So why are the worries? So we should institute. They should. But something they should institute is to check out before you give. Before the guy, we assume that the guy's going to check out before he gives her anything. For those 12 months, let's say. So you have 12 months, and he's going to, right? For 12 months, he says, I'm not ready. And he has 12 months to give food to her.
No, after 12 months, there's they make the heiress since she's 9 years old, I'd say, right? Or she's 12 years old, right? So now, 5 months later, they say, you know what, let's get ready for the nesuin, okay? No problem. So they have 12 months from that point in time. So now she's 13 years old and 5 months. And he says, I'm not ready. It's okay, but you have to start supporting her. So that's a business decision he has to make. So whether he wants to support her without checking her out or not. Zemora says he would check her out. That's relevant whether you're carrying or yourself. Right? Now, the next step is, can he give her truma? Well, that's only relevant to Kain. But the first step, it's going to get to any husband. But we'll assume that he's going to check her out at that point in time through his krovos, through his relatives. But that would be true by Yisrael also. He would check her out.
Then why worry about Simpan? Why is the chashash that he would check her out?
That's what the Gemara is saying.
So he would check her out.
So the problem, the Gemara is... So
if he checks her out, then he can feed
her. The problem with Simpan is, if... Stop. He's not mechuyev to give her mazonos until this time. He can give her whatever he wants when she's an arusa. But we're saying that an arusa who's about married a kohen may not eat truma. So what's that concern? That's the concern. If he sends her a present for Yom Tov. He sends her a beautiful challah. He says, sends her a chumah challah. You know, I don't know. He can't do that. And Yisrael can send her a present if he wants. I didn't check for it, but that's his business. You know, what he do whatever he wants. Right. But you know, once he gets to the stage where he must support her, we're going to assume that he's going to check for Simpa. But what he does beforehand, that's his business. But the Morse says, but by Truma, that's going to be problematic, because if later on he finds the Simpa retroactively, there never was a marriage. So she ate during that period of time, but as an Arusa, she ate Truma, which was enough for her to eat. That's the only problem. So let's say Yisrael checks out later on. He'll say, it's simple. Okay, no. You know? You win some, you lose some. You're like, what's the problem? Okay, let's hold it here.